Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast. I appreciate you guys being here, and I'm back in the studio. I celebrate that every time because, honestly, I just wind up getting busy and I'm at home, but glad to be here in the studio. I think that's 2 episodes in a row, so I'm thankful for Shane Dale making me look better than I actually do. And guys, again, thank you for last week. You guys listened in. We talked about brain health. I appreciate that. I know some of you guys reached out. You asked about the coffee. You asked about various things like that. Brain health is going to be that thing I just continue to pursue to understand more and more. And in any way, if it helped you, I'm super thankful for that. But this week, I want to talk about X. Not the horror movie, but the rebranding of Twitter. Now, people seem to be so upset that Twitter has rebranded to X. And honestly, I just can't figure out why people care that much to be upset about it. But I definitely have an opinion about it. I think what's going on there is actually pretty ingenious, and I want to explain to it. But here's the timeline. So we know that Elon Musk bought Twitter, was it 42, 44, 46 billion? It was in the 40s of billions. And Twitter was a publicly held company, and he purchased it to go private. So now he owns Twitter. And, you know, part of the goal was, I don't want to get into politics of it, but part of the goal was that he felt that free speech had been restricted too much, you know, and then Twitter executives did wind up going in front of Congress and that kind of thing. I don't want to get into it. But he felt like it was a platform that had not grown, that was really not taking advantage of the opportunity it had, and he wanted to. So he flat out bought Twitter, 40-some billion dollars. And he restored accounts that had been suspended, and he let go of tons of people. He just discovered that he felt like, hey, this is a very inefficient company, and it doesn't take that many people to run it. And whereas I never celebrate layoffs, it looks like that was the exact thing, that he laid off all those people, and the company has continued to, I won't say flourish, but has continued to function without them. Then he started offering blue check verification for sale for $10 a month. And blue check verification used to be this thing that was awarded to you when you had a certain level of popularity. And it also verified that you were you. So an actor or an actress or an athlete would receive blue check verification. And that way you knew, hey, that's actually Brad Pitt, who I don't think has Twitter. So then there were some problems with that, because people started buying blue check verification, and it wasn't them. I mean, the whole point of the blue check verification was to say, that's actually this person. So I think they've got that figured out. You actually have to submit a photo of your driver's license now to get the verification. And forgive me, guys, I ate something right before we went on camera. My fault, but we'll be okay. So all that's going on, and Twitter is rising and falling. And then, recently, Instagram came out with Threads. And Threads, I talked about that, I think 2 weeks ago, is essentially just the original Twitter. There's no originality to it. And the benefit of Threads is you can post there and share it to your Instagram page. Well, Elon Musk sued Instagram because basically a former Twitter executive, or a Twitter coder, helped code Threads. So it's essentially just a ripoff. Now, Threads took off. People are like, oh, this is like the original days of Twitter. I love it. But then 2 or 3 weeks in, usage of Threads dropped 70%. There's just nothing really original about it. It's just not. So Twitter continues on. And then all of a sudden we get the announcement that Twitter is becoming X. And people are like, that's silly, that's stupid. But X is his brand, SpaceX. I mean, he's branding everything, and he owns X.com. Now, years ago, you couldn't own a URL that was one letter, but now you can. And so he hopped onto it and bought X.com early on. He's been waiting to use it, and that's part of his brand. And so he has rebranded Twitter to X, or X.com, however you access it. And he took down the Twitter sign at their headquarters. He put up a big X sign that has now been taken down because the city said it violated the ordinances. And it finally has happened in the iOS store, so that now your app looks like an X and not like a little bird, a little tweet bird. And that means that everybody who has a little logo on their website to say they have Twitter now have the wrong logo. So that's all going to have to be rebranded. People are very upset. And you don't send a tweet anymore. I don't know what you do. Are you Xing? Do you send an X? People are very upset. And again, I don't care. I'm not upset with about it. Facebook became Meta. Dunkin' Donuts became Dunkin'. Rebranding always happens. No one survives. No company survives without rebranding at some point in time. Even if it's just the logo, if you look at the progression of the McDonald's logo or the Starbucks logo, everybody rebrands at some point in time. So Facebook is Meta, Dunkin' Donuts is Dunkin'. My company started out as Concept to Profit, now we're capitalized, it happens. And people are like, X is stupid. And again, I'm like, one, you shouldn't care that much. But what's going on? Elon Musk, no matter what you think about him, is a smart guy. He's very calculated. What's going on here? Well, only person who knows the mind of Elon Musk is Elon Musk. But I have a theory. I've read a couple of articles, and I agree with them, and this is where I think things are going. One, he wants his own brand, X, I get that. But in China, there's an app called WeChat. It'll never come over to America because of issues of data mining, data stealing, data sharing. But in China, in this app, you can essentially tweet. You can do Facebook. You can purchase like Amazon. You can file for divorce over WeChat. People don't share business cards. They share their WeChat credentials or their WeChat page and their profile. WeChat does almost everything. Like, it's the functionality of much of interaction in China. And we don't have an app here that's that encompassing. Imagine if you took your Amazon app and it had a search function like Google and a profile sharing function like Facebook and a tweet function like Twitter. You would be close to WeChat, but not there completely. Again, think about it. Take the Amazon app where you can shop, add Google search, add Facebook for interaction, and tweeting for tweeting, and Instagram. Like, if you made like the super app, that's what WeChat is. When Elon Musk looks at Twitter, it's okay. I send out my 280, started out as 400 characters. I send out my 280 characters, and, you know, I can share links. They've got some, they've got like a broadcasting functionality now, but it's pretty. It's pretty narrowly focused in what it does. And he's not going to buy that app just to let it continue to do that. He needs it to do other things. And I think, and I've read it, and I'm going to have to agree with it, I think what's happening with Twitter, now called X, is he wants to move X towards a WeChat function that's a super app that does all those things. Like, imagine, you know how on Amazon you can sell your own products? I mean, like, I've got books and I've got t-shirts on Amazon, that kind of thing. And a lot of companies, like, companies that create products and their main store is Amazon. Well, imagine if you removed Amazon from the functionality and you were able to do that directly to the app yourself. That's what WeChat does. That's what Elon Musk would do with X. Imagine you could go there, send a tweet, go check out something like Instagram and interact with someone. But imagine while you're on there, you're like, I don't know where this restaurant is, and you could Google it and make your reservations from there. That's where all of this is going. The functionality of X is to make a super app. And honestly, guys, for 40-some billion dollars, it's probably the only way it could be profitable. I don't know how in the world Twitter would ever be profitable. It can't take in that much ad revenue to ever turn a profit on that. And so that's going to be the direction. X, Twitter, like Twitter had its profile. It had its personality. X is going to encompass that and broaden it and broaden it. So I imagine what he's got going on right now is he's got computer coders and designers and app developers just knocking it out day in and day out, creating a super app. And guys, he did it quickly with Tesla, which you may hate or not hate. He's done it with space travel with X. He's got the vision and the team to do it. And he's going to spend $40-some billion to buy it, and he's going to spend a bunch of more money to develop it. But whether you think it's stupid or not, it doesn't really matter. In fact, he's gone on record and say, why do you guys care this much? Did you really love tweeting that much? It needed a rebrand, and it's now his brand. And people were like, I'll never call it that. Well, HBO has decided they're going to be Max. Everybody makes a rebrand. People don't say, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They said they're going to Dunkin', right? No one calls Facebook Meta, but that's the name of the company, and they've moved more and more in that direction. At some point in time, everybody rebrands. Elon Musk is not going to do all this just to rename it. He's going to do it to refunction it. And his goal is the super app, with the goal of making it the number one app in which we interact, just like WeChat is in China. And people say, I'll never do that. Sure, maybe not. But if it moves in that direction, you will. You will, because it will encompass all the other functionalities. And if you could do everything in one place, see, Amazon is the superstore, right? But you're just purchasing things. You're not just purchasing things. You're not interacting in a social media in an atmosphere. That's the goal. So that's my take. Is it a good thing if he pulls it off? If he can protect information sharing? If he can pull it off, of course it's a good thing. And I've, oddly enough, aside from him, I've started to use Twitter more. Just find me at Gordon Duncan. And I'm tweeting maybe once or twice a day. And I know that if you want to get successful in that, you got to do 8-10 times a day. But I'm just putting my thoughts out there. But guys, I think that's where Twitter is going. It's going in that direction. X is now going to become a super app. And give it a year or two. It's all it's going to take. And I think you're going to see new functionality being rolled out from Elon Musk on that. So, are you with Twitter X now? Do you use it as a functionality? You do it all? Have you run away from it since he's acquired it? Let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. I'm actually more into it now. It's got nothing to do with him. It's got really to do more about the promotion of my brand. So I'm there. You can find me at Gordon Duncan. But I'd love to hear what you guys are doing. But right now, great to be back in the studio. Great to see you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Check out us on Anchor. Check us out on Spotify, on iTunes. Check us out on YouTube. We love the likes, shares, and the reviews. And I cannot wait to see you again next week. Thanks, friends. Talk to you later.
How do you shorten the time it takes to buy a car? Car buying just got easier. Pohanka365.com lets you complete as much or as little of the car buying process online. Pohanka365.com. Car buying simplified. Anytime, anywhere.
Small business owners, you should be praised for wanting to grow your business. That's a good thing, and not everybody has the guts to do it. As a business owner myself, I know you've overcome obstacles that people don't even know about. Hi, my name is Gordon Duncan, the owner of Capitalized Marketing and Consulting, and I want you to know that if your business hasn't grown like you want it to, it's not your fault. If it's not COVID getting in the way, it's ridiculous things like changing social media algorithms. You're right in thinking that very few people are doing small businesses any favors right now. But Capitalized Marketing and Consulting is here to help. We've created a 90-day course that is guaranteed to grow the revenue of your business. It will give you the tools that you've been looking for. And as a certified coach, I would be with you along the way. If you would like to learn more about our program, just visit CapitalizeYourBest.com and get started enjoying the success you deserve. Again, that's CapitalizeYourBest.com, and I can't wait to celebrate all you accomplish.